Slacker and Steve.
So we're going to change laws today.
Yes, we are.
Sort of. We want to know what you think there should be a law. Like, this, you get to call and complain about something where you're like, you know, there should be a law for this, because this stupid town in Oregon is putting a law on the books. I kind of get it. They want to put diapers on horses.
Yeah, apparently there's a lot of horse use going on in this town where there's horse manure everywhere and they want to control it. So I heard they're going to ban all the horses from parks and some other areas.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? It's
get a golf cart or something.
Yeah, yeah. ATV, yeah, something.
That you need
the little
zip
rascal
around,
thing that you get, right, at your grocery store. Yeah, they are going to try to not have the horses in city parks and different things like that. But yeah, so then horses would be required to have, yeah.
Huh.
Have you ever? Yeah, I'm sure you have. You lived in, like, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
And it's, I mean, it's, there's no mistake in it. And it's just, it's a lot.
Yep.
And it's not like a dog. They can't jump off and turn a bag inside out and pick it up. It's a steaming huge pile of.
It's a problem. But just, how about we just not bring your horse.
Just, and, right.
Yeah.
Because I live, I'm like a stone's throw away from a bunch of people who have horses.
Oh, no
and they
kidding.
Ride up and down like Chambers Road and stuff. We have friends who have horses and they're just, yeah, they're, it's so there's when I'll go for a walk to like Buffalo Run Golf Course or whatever,
oh,
I'm walking up the
okay.
road. There's huge piles of poop. Yes.
Wow. So this could be a problem.
It could be good, but then you got to go home and change your horse's diaper. And I imagine the horse is like, what are you putting on? The horse has got to be like, this should not be a law.
That is weird.
It's okay, so that's one of the laws that we're proposing. There's somebody, I don't know who suggested this. Somebody suggested, I'm going to let you bury
what?
Yourself.
Okay.
When we read this list, Steve made some very specific comments about it. I'll let you either make them or not make
okay.
them. I don't want to. Somebody said it should be illegal to work on your birthday. There ought to be a law.
Oh, why?
I can see that.
Really?
Although a lot of people want to go into work because they want, that's their only chance of being doted upon.
There it is.
Like,
yes, everyone show them love.
To have an ice cream cake and do all the things.
All that.
But I mean, we take like Martin Luther King Day off. We take President's Day. Like we celebrate other people's birthdays big. Why can't we? Like, it's just the one day
wow,
a year.
That's a good
where you
point.
Get to, it, like you don't have to work. And then if your birthday falls on a weekend, you can choose the Friday or Monday. I like that law.
That's not bad. The only, but you get one day. No more of this month, week,
truth.
3 months.
Truth.
You get one.
Because that's a very, we know a couple people. It's like, hey, it's my birthday month.
Right.
It's enough. My birthday season.
Jeez.
There ought to be a law that you have to sit. I believe in this one wholeheartedly, by the way, that you have to sit at an appropriately sized table. So you'll go into a place where it's like, seat yourself.
Okay.
And you see, it's like, I'm here with me and my three other family members, and there's some person enjoying a coffee with their laptop by themselves at a six top.
Yes.
And it's
okay.
like,
okay.
If you're one person, the maximum number of empty seats I think you can have on a table is like one.
Oh, nice.
Maybe like you don't get to take, just
right.
go sit at the counter, you tool.
Right. If you're by yourself, know your place.
Or if it's just two of you, you don't need a table for four. Get a table for two.
Dude, I'll take it a step further. If a hostess, if I'm like with me or just one other person and she's taking me to one of those half
the big, room, yes.
Yeah, the big.
No, I don't want it.
Right. Because I know in 10 minutes, they're going to, family of eight's going to show up and they're going
to
be,
and
looking
they're going to have to crowd
like a,
around.
Yes.
There ought to be a law.
That's a good one.
That you sit at an appropriately sized table. We have a bunch more of these, but we want to hear, we're giving you the radio station. You tell us what you find unjust and we'll write a law for it. Which one of these was most upsetting to you?
Well, you just want me to, what?
No, I'm just, I remember you being mad at some of these and I was like,
maternity leave should be at least 2 years long.
So you're saying you don't believe in that? You don't think moms should be able to stay home and care for their children while they're...
You know I do. And I think dads should also be included in that too.
You
but
know what's so funny?
Is what?
You know you can't sell this. You don't think they should...
Okay, in other words, okay, employers are going to be forced to pay employees to not show up to work for 2 years?
Sort of.
That is because
they made a choice to procreate. You're right.
Yeah, you made a life choice, and it's going to cost me 2 years of salary. And why is this again?
I don't, yeah.
And you know what? I get the bonding time, but 2 years, really?
2 years is a bit, like, if you could stay home for 2 years, your kid would be, like, my wife stayed home with our children.
Oh, there's, like, studies they were, like, and stuff?
Well, I just felt like you can't pay somebody to care for your child the way you would.
That is true.
They're not going to have love. There's also, I don't know, our kids are maybe a little dependent on us as a result of it, but at the same time, I do think it would be a great thing. I don't know how you pay for that. Because then there's a whole bunch of employers where half their workforce is out.
Thank you.
And then they're just paying.
I feel bad for, like, sometimes business owners, because everyone just goes running to them to expect them to.
I want more.
Yes.
There was one more. I don't understand this one. The internet should be free. There ought to be a law.
What?
Isn't the internet free?
Yeah, what do they mean?
I think they mean getting on it. Wi-Fi is not free. Some Wi-Fi is free, but, like, the internet itself is free.
But what?
I think they must mean you should be able to, like, get your laptop out anywhere and be able to get on for everyone. But if it was free, I just want to say the Wi-Fi is not so. There's free Wi-Fi almost everywhere you go. What costs money is secure Wi-Fi. So, like, if you want to jump on, if you want to go into a restaurant and pop your thing open and jump on it, it's free at Starbucks. It's free at a lot of places.
That's true.
But the dude sitting next to you with his shady sunglasses on, looking at a computer that looks like it's old school, he's hacking you.
Wow.
And he's getting your credit card numbers. Like, I'll pay just so I don't get hacked.
Amen.
So I don't understand.
That one makes no sense either.
And another one, somebody said people should be able to write off their rent the same way that homeowners write off their mortgage interest. I don't know.
I think that's an emotional decision.
These
not
suck.
A logical one. Yes.
We need ones that are, there ought to be a law that if you're driving 45 on Arapahoe in the 55 mile an hour section, we get to throw a hand grenade at you.
Boom.
And blow your car.
Okay, now we're talking.
That's the kind of laws we need on the books. What do you want to write a law for? Jessica?
Yes.
There ought to be a law.
So mine is that I think that once you hit the age of 60 or so, you should definitely have to take a driving test every year.
Yeah.
60 though? I mean, every year?
I mean, I don't know. There's been a lot of people who have, like, nearly hit where they're, like, turning from a right lane to make a left-hand turn, and they're always older.
Yeah.
I just feel like 60 is a little young. Like, well, but you're right, because people get senile and have different. You're right. It's, you know what? I don't want to steal this from anybody, but remember, somebody wanted to make it a law that your marriage was a license you had to renew every year.
Every year,
and you go in and you're like, yeah, I just don't think I'm gonna.
Right.
I don't think I'm gonna re-up on this one. I think it would make, there wouldn't be divorces. Because you just don't renew your license.
Suddenly, I'm kind of like,
you're just like, no, it was really fun. We had a good couple years there.
But, so one of you might want to renew, but the other one doesn't. Sorry.
Not renewing the contract. It's like, if we're doing your driving test, we're doing the
not bad.
The marriage license that way as well. Ellen?
Yay.
What ought to be a law?
There should be a law that airlines have to board the plane from back to front.
Okay, but there's a reason why they can't.
I don't think there is.
I forgot why.
I think it's because people are like, I'm in the front. I'm priority A1, so I want to make sure that I just make it this. Like, you start from the back, and if you can't fit your bag in the overhead space in the row that you're in, then you don't get to put it. Then you have to check it. Because what people get mad about
is...
Oh,
I like that.
Because somebody in this 35th row is going to put their bag up front and just leave it up there, and then they'll come grab it on their way out.
Okay.
And then the people up front are like, well, there's no space for my bag. But it doesn't make sense to put the person in the front. Then they're sitting there trying to shove the thing up in there, and everybody's like, can you move? I'm behind you.
Oh, so we would eliminate that cluster.
Yes.
I thought it's because you coach people, don't you have to walk past the beautiful first class people.
Said the person who's never sat in first class.
Well, once.
Well,
but yeah.
I think that's part of it. But first class, you can still let them board first. Let them board. Oh, sure.
So they'll go right to their front.
Sure.
And then the last row guy gets to sit down first, and then the
next
row.
Because then you're feeding it, and then people aren't standing in your way.
That's true.
The back person just goes, makes a beeline for the back. The reason it's a bottleneck, Ellen's right on the money here.
Because we're all bunched up in the front.
Yes, because everybody's like, I'm here first. But it's like, yeah, but I'm behind you, so get out of my way. Then you put your bag up.
Okay.
Nobody gets out of the way.
Exactly.
It's... If they just went to the back, then you don't fill a glass from the top down.
Okay.
You fill it from the bottom up.
And there's got to be a way for us first classers not to look at you, coach people.
Right. So we'll put a separate door yes, on, Steve. Okay. Would that be all right? Thank you, Ellen.
That's a good one.
Tom.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah. What should be a law?
I feel as though it should be a law that everybody at some point in their life should work in a restaurant.
I agree with that.
A server.
Something.
A cook. Yep. Or, yeah.
A cook, a dishwasher, whatever it takes so you know how to conduct yourself, how to tip, how to not order a 3-course meal 2 minutes before you close. Because that movie Waiting does happen.
You're right, Tom. If we would know it from your end, to the point where we would be complaining about the exact same.
Or at least date a server, because that's all it took for me. I dated a server, and my life changed, because she'd come home and tell me all this stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, I suddenly realized I was all the things that servers hate, and I've never been like that since I dated
her.
You have to have some close connection, or you're not, like you with a bank teller. Once you dated a bank teller,
you're right.
Oh my God, you treat everybody completely differently
this
at a bank.
That's true.
So that's a great one, Tom.
That is a good one.
Thank you for your law. Kenny?
Yay.
There ought to be a law.
There ought to be a law that people have to have a license in order to conceive their own children.
I kind of agree with that. We just talked about getting driver's licenses and marriage licenses and stuff, and you can just jump on another human and procreate and have zero skill set beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how.
You know, I think it would be really, I don't know how they'd work it out, of course, but I mean, at least you'd like have a lot better society in this world.
I sort of agree with you. I just don't know how you would enforce that particular law, but I like it. Thank you, Kenny. Alice.
Yay.
What should there be a law for?
Not allowing people to go to the movie theater, and particularly rated R movies, with their children.
They're bringing their children
under 17, not admitted without a parent. But if they're with a parent, you can bring it. You can. And I've seen like shaming photos of like parents bringing their kids into it too. And you're like, what are you doing? Or the Joker.
Well, here's the thing. So I went and saw The Quiet Place. Me and my husband went. And I mean, the creatures in that movie are pretty freaking scary.
Yeah, they
and
are.
Like, you could hear the kids screaming in the theater in fear. It's like, why would you put your child through something like that? Especially I saw a couple that had a 3-year-old and an infant, and they're sitting in the movie theater watching this movie, and their 3-year-old was screaming.
Yeah.
Like the minute they saw the creatures. And I understand that if you have an adult, if you're over 17, you can bring a child in. But I honestly do not approve of that. There are video games that you can't even buy until you're 18 years old.
Wow, good point.
It should be like, if it's a super scary, there's got to be like a rated R with an asterisk where like no children can come in. Because some rated R, if you're like okay with your kids seeing a little bit of violence or something, like I know this is a terrible example, but like John Wick, like if you're okay with just some blood. But
I agree with you on that, because I have a 4-year-old, okay? And both me and my husband are, you know, we've seen the John Wick movies, we own our own firearms and stuff like that, and he has seen some of the movie on Paramount because it's edited. But at the same time, you are absolutely right. If you want your child to see something like that, violence is a little bit different. But I mean, scary things that are going to give your child a nightmare.
Yeah, it scars
them. It's just too much. I mean, some video games are even way too much.
But what about the parents that can't afford daycare and have to bring their kids?
Oh my God, who are you?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.